In this bulletin, the Treasurer says a planned Reserve Bank review is not about attacking the governor. Australia pledges aid to Afghanistan following a deadly earthquake. And the Matildas coach defends his game plan after Australia is thrashed by Spain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. But first, Victorian authorities say a new variant of COVID-19 could become the state's major strain as the virus continues to spread in eastern Australia. The subvariants account for around 17% of Victorian infections and is forecast to overtake the BA2 variant as the state's dominant strain within weeks. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says traces of the so-called BA4, BA5 Omicron subvariant have been detected in Victoria's metro and regional wastewater systems, and that these traces have risen significantly in recent weeks. The federal government says a planned review of operations at the Reserve Bank of Australia is not about attacking Governor Philip Lowe. Mr. Lowe and the RBA have been criticised by economists and the broader community for its handling of monetary policy before and after the COVID-19 pandemic, with inflation now rampant and tipped to rise even further. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus last week attacked Dr. Lowe over his views on wages, noting there wasn't anyone on the board involved in the wage-setting process and indicating a union leader should be returned to the RBA fold. But the country's treasurer, Jim Chalmers, told the ABC the review isn't about taking shots at Mr. Lowe, but ensuring policy settings are appropriate.
That we're drawing on best practice from around the world and we're taking the opportunity to learn the lessons from periods of volatility in monetary policy and periods of stability in monetary policy to make sure that we've got the best set of arrangements.
Mr. Chalmers will soon release the terms of the review, an inquiry that was backed by former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg before the May election. The Australian government has pledged an additional $1 million in emergency relief for the people of Afghanistan following the devastating earthquake on the 22nd of June. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the additional support comes on top of the $140 million already pledged to Afghanistan since September 2021. Ms. Wong says the tragedy has struck the community at a time when their humanitarian needs are greater than ever. She also says the additional support will be delivered through United Nations agencies already operating in the affected areas to provide shelter, food and medical support. Meanwhile, Australia's new Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek is meeting other world leaders in the Portuguese capital of Lisbon this week to discuss how to save the ocean from the ravages of climate change. The impacts of pollution and overfishing will also be on the agenda. The event will be Ms. Plibersek's first turn on the world stage in her new portfolio and follows an $80 million four-year Australian commitment to the international grants organisation, the Global Environment Faculty. Back home, the annual pay package for Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews will inch closer to $500,000 as part of a wage rise for state MPs. The annual base and additional salaries of Victorian Parliament members, as well as their expense allowance, will lift by 2.7% from the 1st of July, after a decision by the Victorian Independent Remuneration Tribunal. In response to questions about what MPs will do with the extra cash, Daniel Andrews said he will probably donate some of the money to charity, as he has done on previous occasions.
We normally do that without any fanfare or any show. That's our private business. We do that, and we're very pleased to do that. As for everybody else, they can make their own judgments.
A NASA rocket will be launched from the Northern Territory tonight as scientists seek to better understand the galaxies and stars in our solar system. The rocket is scheduled to launch from the Arnhem Space Center at around 10:40 p.m. tonight. It will carry an X-ray quantum calorimeter, allowing University of Michigan scientists to measure interstellar X-rays with precision to provide new data on the structure and evolution of the cosmos. About 75 NASA personnel are in Arnhem Land for the launch, which is the agency's first in Australia in 27 years and first ever from a commercial spaceport outside the United States. To sport, and the Matildas have been smashed 7-0 by Spain at the Estadio Nuevo Colombino in Huelva. Key player Sam Kerr was rested for the match, along with the experienced Alana Kennedy, Caitlin Ford, Kaya Simon and Mary Fowler. It was the worst defeat for the Matildas in 25 years. Commentators struggled to make sense of the decision to rest the key lineup of stars, given the match was part of the Matildas' preparations for next year's FIFA Women's World Cup, co-hosted by Australia and New Zealand. But coach Tony Gustafsson has defended the experiment, saying his vision was for a long-term legacy for the team beyond 2023.
To commit to a game plan like that against Spain, one of the world's best team people for the Euros, and we're in a completely different situation right now, I'm actually really happy and proud about the girls' commitment. The effort in defending, and you know when you need to play Spain, sometimes you're forced to defend in a very, very different way than we are used to.